Welcome to Health Tips, episode number 25 by Atharva Web Radio. Welcome to Health Tips. Today we talk about a lesser known but extremely effective form of therapy, the Myer therapy. Myer therapy is based on the oldest cleansing and regenerative method known to mankind, namely therapeutic dietary modification. This is carried out under physician supervision in such a way that the patient never goes hungry. Many therapy programs promise dramatic and lasting results, but none of them come close to the outstanding results of the Myer therapy program. Essentially, the FX Myer health regime, which is named for a doctor of internal medicine born in the 19th century, and he died around 45 years ago, is based on an overriding relative basic theory. Dr. Myer determined that the way to a man's health is through his stomach, or more precisely, his digestive system. He believed that we essentially are what we eat, and because we subject our systems to so much of an abuse through inherently unhealthy diets, the intestines are at the root of all our ills. As a consequence, the Myer cure involves purging the intestines of all those nasty toxins that have accumulated over time. According to European medical experience, there is no disease process that cannot be favorably influenced by this method. It has been found to be especially effective in the treatment of asthma, sinus problems, arthritis, psoriasis, diabetes, food and other allergies, and many diseases of the 20th century. To tell us more about the Myer therapy, I spoke to Dr. Frank Bulwari, medical director of the famous Myer & Moore Health Clinic in Klagenfurt, Austria. Welcome, Dr. Bulwari, to the show Health Tips. As you know, we talk about different sources and different ideas about health on a daily and a weekly basis. Myer is something that people around the world are waking up to and wanting to know more and more about. But as you know, there's very little bit of information on the net, and you are one of the top doctors in the world for this system of medicine. I mean, many of the people that I know about, I know personally, have experienced your wonderful care. And we'd like you to start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself and explaining the Myer system of healthcare to us.
Good afternoon. It's a big pleasure for me to be part in this wonderful radio show. And yes, I would really like to give you some good items about the Myer philosophy and Myer health system. You must imagine, like all nations had some very important and very famous doctors. Also Austria, little Austria, embedded in the heart of Europe, had one. And this was Dr. Franz Xaver Myer. He was perhaps the first founder of a sort of probiotic cure, as he studied the human intestine as an internal doctor. He was a son of a butcher's family. That means he had to buy cattle. He had to look at the animals. And as we all know, a lot of medical inputs are coming from the animal world. So he could identify, for example, cows who were not eating the right stuff or who had bad teeth and were not able to chew. So they were not giving milk, or they were having very bad bowel movements. He then was allowed, you must imagine, he was born in 1875. He was allowed to study medicine at that time. And around 1900, he was internal doctor for medicine. And so he started with his researches according the human gut, the intestine. He found that this very autonomously working organ, the human intestine, is able to make us very, very healthy if we have the right nutrition and if we eat right, if we eat well. But it is also able to make us ill and to have an impact on the whole body. So he started to introduce a special diagnostics with his hands. He measured the expansion, the diameters of the intestine. the bloatedness, the height of the diaphragm, which you experienced yourself and you've been at the clinic, because if the intestines are expanded and we get a intra-abdominal fat, everything is pushed up and you get you cannot breathe that well. So we do a lot of physical examinations. It's a very holistic examination, very similar to Ayurvedic approach perhaps. And then we identify the problem. Is it the large intestine, the small intestine? And we start our treatment. The Maya medicine is perhaps so important because it was one of the first in Middle Europe which dealt with the intestinal flora. That means with our microbes, we have about 500 different bacteria types in our intestine sitting. Lots of them are helping us to form B vitamins and other important substances, but some of them potentially can make us ill, especially the gas-building ones, building up toxic gases like methane, propane, butane. So Maya, at the turning of the millennium, he observed people, he watched them, how they were eating, basically too fast, too often. They didn't give the intestine time to cleanse, to rest. Most of his clients had too heavy and too late meals. So he found that these people were getting obese and having a very bad digestive system. He took them into cure, and the cure was basically nothing more than a cut piece of old bread and milk, because milk at that time, 1900, wasn't really pasteurized, so it wasn't warmed up, and milk was a living product, and so the bread delivered the sugar for the bacteria, and so the good bacteria could colonize along the intestine, and the people got better. It was very important to de-acidify people. You must imagine if you eat constantly meat, which gives you a lot of acidic sources or grains, then you demineralize the body, you lose a lot of the alkaline minerals, which are bound to the bicarbonate group. And so he started also to give alkaline powder, which is a major point for our cure. So basically, if you come to us, we have two main concerns. We want to get out the toxic stools, which you still have inside, and we give you alkaline powder to deacidify the system. We can all measure that. Meanwhile, it is all proof. We can even split the flora. We can identify the bad bacteria which are overgrown because of too fast food intake, too late heavy meals. Then we can give you also some probiotics in the form of capsules or powders. And we let you chew. Chewing is one of the most important issues in our cure, because basically, according to our biology, it is the struggle for food we eat. We have the tendency to swallow too fast.
And with that, we take a short commercial break.
This is Hofik Gulan.
This is N.J. Azoya.
Hi, I'm Galash Chandra.
This is Tara McAlpin.
This is Mehak Castellino.
This is Saiba Joe.
And you're listening to Atharva.
Tarva.
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 Web Radio. Chumi.
Brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Health Tips is available for a free download online or on iTunes. Just look for Health in the podcast section. And here's a shout out to thousands of you wonderful listeners. Tell us what you like and don't. Just write to tandarust@gmail.com. That's tandarost@gmail.com. And we are back with Dr. Frank Bulwari. Great. So, but Dr. Bulwari, I see that, you know, you've won so many awards, you know, are from around the world. Your clinic is probably the best recognized, you know, for this form of medicine. How I have two questions. Firstly, you got the award of the most life-changing spa in the world, but yes. in my opinion, it's not. Spa is kind of a wrong connotation, because I think it's more of a hospital. It's more of a health center than a spa.
Yes.
Because when people hear the word spa, they assume it's a nice calm little bubbly bath and a relaxing place. But the kind of treatments that I know some of the really top of the end technology treatment that you do, the oxygenation and how you have transformed this old system into the new system. So my question is, how relevant is Meyer in today's food and health and habits? Because as you said, the milk has changed and the circumstances have changed. And B, what are the new technologies that you have introduced, which are not purely Meyer, but you have introduced in your clinic? Because I know you've kind of slightly tweaked it into an even more effective method.
Exactly. That's a really good question. We don't like the title spa so much. We identify and define us more as a health center, as you said. Now, coming back to your questions, for question number A, the old system of FX Meyer is as important as, for example, the old Ayurvedic approach. I mean, here the meaning is regeneration. Meyer medicine is a regenerative medicine. What does this word implicate? Re means going back, going a step back, and regeneration is creating something new. So if you come with your situation of health into our clinic, I will take basically food away from you, which you have on a daily basis. I will give you some very specific individual food, and slowly by careful chewing and some very basic treatments like massages, the cold and warm water treatments, and shiatsu, osteopathy, we will guide you back. We will create a new state of health. And to the second point, the new treatments. It was always a dream of mankind, and especially of human doctors, to treat the cell individually. We can do that in the hospitals by giving infusions. Here you go around the liver. That means the fluids with the nutrients, they go directly into the cell. And we have a wonderful treatment, which is called the intravenous laser treatment. That means with a little catheter, we put laser light with different colors into your blood, and we can activate the mitochondria, the energy packages of the cells. So this treatment is especially important for fatigue people, people with chronic virus diseases. Even the Mayo Clinic did researches after stroke. It improves the blood rheology, so the blood flow, and it has a lot of other good impacts. We have the color light therapy. That means we are giving polarized different colors of light. We can project it on the chakras, which basically all Indian people will know. So we have color for each chakra, and it works against migraine, for muscle tension, headaches, sport injuries. So also that's a very, very modern treatment. Now we have also established an energetic field therapy. It's a magnetic. It's a magnetic field on a very low basis, and it's directly the magnetic field is put into your solar plexus on the belly chakra, and it works in a tent which is protecting you from outside beams. Yeah, for example, radio or television beams or handy beams, and so in this more or less silent room of radiation, you can relax completely, and you have a really good effect on all your system. These are just three examples for very modern treatments. We do acupuncture as well. Homeopathy, very important for us, and we do especially, we refill you with automolecular substances, which are basically the micronutrients. Because nowadays, almost everybody has a lack in some specific micronutrients.
Okay.
We can do with a very special laboratory whole blood analysis. That means we have a look into the cell, and we can define the intracellular amount of micronutrients like zinc, selenium each cell has. Then we apply the medication to you.
Brilliant. So one thing which I always like to know is, you know, you as a person, you know, the individual who's treating all these people and who's handling the challenges of yes. So many people, what do you do on a daily basis? Like, what time do you get up? Because we like to know whether the preacher actually practices what he preaches. So, you know, what do you do on a daily basis, and what does your family do to keep fit?
Yeah, this is a good question, and a lot of my clients ask me this question. And I tell you in advance that it's sometimes it's not always that easy, as I will tell it now. Basically, perhaps as a preamble, I must say Meyer's medicine was never a fanatic one, was never a dogmatic one. He only said, don't eat raw food at night, because then you will go to bed and it will ferment during your sleep period between 8 and 10 hours. So this just as a little pre-wording. Okay, what do I do with my family? Basically, I stand up at 7:30. My breakfast is a yogurt. I like very much the sheep's yogurt, because usually, as in Austria, it's not so usual to eat that. You have less antibodies against it, and it's lighter to digest. I have some fruits with it, and a little bit of cereals, like the muesli, but this only besides. Sometimes I have a piece of whole grain bread, and then with some curd cheese. So I always try to have some more or less probiotic milk product breakfast that gives me energy and keeps my intestinal flora well. Yeah, then basically I'm at work between 8 and 8:30. I'm having my first patient after seeing two or three patients. I will take a little break and have some green tea because it has a lot of antioxidants and I like it very much. I think tea is also a big thing in the Indian culture, but at that point of the day I'm preferring more the green one. Then I proceed till lunchtime, and the food depends a little bit. I'm very happy because we're having this wonderful regeneration diet which our cook prepares for us. It is basically vegetable protein based. You would say in the English speaking countries food combination, and here we separate carbohydrates from protein and vegetable. So either you have a portion of brown colored spaghetti, the whole grain spaghetti with no meat, or you have, for example, steamed vegetable, plus you have a little bit of chicken or fish, something like that in a steamed or grilled form. Then in the afternoon, if I'm really hungry, I have a salad without sandwich, because it's much better with the insulin metabolism. Not to have sandwiches and cookies and crackers all the day over. And at night, when I go home, this is around 7:30 p.m., I eat a soup. Basically, I ask my wife to prepare me a broccoli soup, a pureed broccoli soup with some dairy inside or sour cream. And I have one or two slices of a gluten-free bread. Now, this would be a real healthy day for me.
So are you allowed yeah. to cheat on your healthy diet?
Yes, of course, exceptions can be done, and this is also what I say to my clients. If you have to have a business lunch or business dinner, which I personally hate, because you're not good in discussing money and having food intake on the other side, it will always make your stomach clumsy. So basically, you can do exceptions if you go back to your healthy regime on the next day.
But it's not exactly starving you. You don't exactly starve people in their diet.
No. For Ethics Meyer, it was always more important to tell his clients to do it the right way. So he discussed it in a more philosophical approach about how to eat. Yeah, eat slowly, chew well, have some milk products in the morning, and do it right. Yeah, don't eat in between 3 or 10 telephone calls. Don't read the newspapers. Focus on your food. Yeah, because you visualize it. Yeah? You get it into your optical cortex. Yeah. Your body will recognize it, also the smell. So the art of eating was always more important for Fx Meyer. He told his clients that it's not so important how to denaturate food. It's more important how you consume it.
Right. So, that's really exciting. So tell us some specific interesting cases that came to you. I'm sure a lot of cases when they come to you, they're probably, pretty much... Kind of failed at other, in the regular centers of medicine, and then as a last resort, probably they've heard of you and they come to you and say, okay, we'll try this as well. So you pretty much get a kind of a late stage case whenever you do get a kind of opportunity to treat someone.
Yes, that's an exciting question. Basically, I could call our clinic the clinic for the unresolved cases. We define us very much as the detectives for let's say unknown diseases. It's very interesting. People come with a lot of laboratory findings and results, and very often we have to interpret it into the right direction, or even to give a sort of direction for further diagnosis. One of my really good cases were dysfunctions of the liver function in the sort of not only taking the normal blood record for the liver enzymes, which all of us know, but more reading in between the lines and going for deeper research and checking here the detox stages of the liver. The liver has 3 biochemical detox stages, and they're depending on very interesting enzymes. And so I could clearly identify the laziness or the low function of these enzymes. And so I could explain why this person was constantly fatigued, or why this person was not good after taking some headache remedy or medication. So basically all the things which the person took in, they were metabolized later and in a different way and slower. And so this explained the low performance of my guest. Then we had a lot of guests who come with inflammatory situations like inflammatory intestinal diseases, joint pain, which you call arthritis. So you can work, you can do a lot helping the system cleansing by itself, and also the intestine with the healthy food. We have very good results in skin problems like psoriasis, in some immunologic disorders. We can improve the immune system, and and a lot of other cases. We even do a heavy metal detox, which intoxicates the cells with special infusions. It's a very broad spectrum of our work.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm sure we could go on talking about this for a long time. Unfortunately, we've got a limit to our program, but we'd like to know. I know that you've done some excellent work at Meyer and Mohr, the clinic in Klagenfurt in Austria, and we'd like to know more about what your futures are for the clinic and your own personal ideas of the future.
So, what I would like to do is to teach. As you know, most life-changing spa in the world, it's really a little bit about changing the way of life of our individuals, of the humans. I would like to have some satellites around the world. That means to implicate our form of medical work in some other nations. That would be a wonderful project, and we are working already hard on it, and we have some major interests. It would be fantastic to set up a clinic with the Meyer principle. In India, we have some interest from France, so this would be this would be the next project. And my personal intention is to be on the pulse of time. That means I would like to, I'm very open-minded and I want to have a medicine of the future in my house. So we started with the intravascular laser blood irradiation, and we will now have some very interesting health assessments with based on the swingings of quantum physics. So, you know, in the hands of a doctor who is well trained, these things are not dangerous. They just give us guidelines in which direction we could guide the health of our clients.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Dr. Bulwari, for being on the show and, you know, telling us all of, and people around the world about Myer, because I think this is really a form of treatment which people should consider, and the benefits are amazing. Probably the only thing lacking is, you know, people's awareness of the benefits. So I think it's really very lucky that you could find the time to come on our show.
Thank you very much, and my best regards to my friends in India. I visited it. It's a wonderful country, and I will definitely come back.
Thank you, Dr. Bulwari.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Bulwari. That sure was a lot of health information. And as always, Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, the leading life sciences market research consulting firm. Want to know more about biotechnology or pharma or agriculture or fisheries? Talk to the leaders. Talk to Atharva Life Sciences. They deliver the best market research reports available. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's ATHARVALIFE.com. Or call +91 80 2353 0016. See you next time. Stay healthy. Keep moving.